A federal court judge struck down a state law that allowed for the formation of municipal school districts in Shelby County. What makes this law different?
This law is different than the one that the judge ruled on because it does not apply just to Memphis and Shelby County. It lifts a statewide ban. It is clearly something that affects the entire state, even though its purpose is to specifically allow the municipal school districts here in Shelby County.
So, yeah, how many of the Shelby County suburban mayors were in the legislature at the time that this law passed?
Five of the six suburban mayors were there, at least in the House gallery.
Do you know if there are other counties that want to open municipal school districts in Tennessee?
That's the big question, and that was certainly the big concern last year in the legislature. A lot of lawmakers from other parts of the state were very concerned that they could have people trying to form a school district within their counties, and some of them plainly did not want that. That concern did not surface this time around. The backers of the legislation really framed it as part and parcel of larger education reforms taking place in the state. They said, look, we've got charter schools, we have an achievement school district, we have all of these different options that didn't exist when the state said, no more special school districts of any kind, so why shouldn't we have the ability to form municipal school districts with it?
Legislators who raised objections to more municipal school districts last year, do you remember if they had reasons like why they didn't want municipal school districts in other parts of the state?
Because in other parts of the state, you have a large county school system and you don't have what you had here. That is a large city in the county that has its own school system. The concern in other parts of the state is that large county school system that provides the education for the entire county, even if it has other towns and cities, that their funding would be diluted and that the smaller school systems would spring up all over the county.
What impact could this legislation have on the rest of the state, you know, outside of Shelby County?
It really remains to be seen. There do not appear to be any active movements to create municipal school districts anywhere else other than here in Memphis and Shelby County. I think the jury is still out on whether this is a good idea or not for other places that also have charter schools, have achievement school districts. Memphis is kind of ground zero for all of these reforms, and this move to municipal school districts, I think, is no different.
So what happens next in Shelby County?
The assumption is that this is going to become law. At that point, the boards of aldermen in the six suburban towns and cities will probably act on resolutions that set a special election referendum this year on the question of forming municipal school districts, with the target of having their school systems up and running for the 2014 toward 2015 school year. You may be asking what happens with the sales tax hikes that are necessary to fund this. The suburban municipalities already voted on those last year. The results of those votes still stand. They've been collecting that sales tax revenue really since last year when those ballot questions were passed.
Well, Bill Dries, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Bill Dries is a senior reporter for the Memphis Daily News. To learn more, go to our website, WKNOFM.org.